Right, so everyone close their eyes. It's time for our mystery guest, and I'm going to close my eyes as well. So when mystery guest is in position, will you just say, ready, Allard?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to close my eyes too.
Me too.
Right.
All right.
Eyes closed.
Eyes closed. Now, you will see mystery guest if you're watching the webcams, but if you're not, you will hear mystery guests when they speak. So, it's exciting, isn't it, Dominic?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm tense. Hello.
I'm Wigwam. Oh, hello, mystery guest.
Hello, everyone.
Right. Let's see if we can work out who mystery guest is. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Good morning, mystery guest. Are you a man? Yes.
Right.
Maybe. Okay. Are you a man from the world of music? Maybe, yes. Okay.
Ooh.
Have we met you before? Yes.
Kimberly from Girls Aloud.
I wish. I don't know. Dominic, you
sure.
Take over. I have
Thanks,
no
Dave.
Idea who it is.
Are you... Hello, mystery guest. Are
hello.
You from England?
I am from... Yes, England.
I am from Yes, England.
Yes or no?
He's got an accent.
Have you been on this show before, mystery guest?
Yes.
Right. Oh, okay. I've got
Tina,
one.
Do you want to...
Yeah, I've got one. Hello, mystery guest. Are you or were you at one point part of a band?
No, I wasn't part of a band.
Oh.
Well, I have a question.
Solo, Dave. Yeah.
Would we have first seen you come through a TV show?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Yes, guys. Okay. Was
why,
that?
Why is Mystery Guest laughing?
Was that?
No.
What?
Why are you guys trying to guess who I am? Because you know I texted you all last night.
Yes, you did, Ollie Murs! Ollie Murs!
By the way, you're rubbish at secret stuff.
I know.
You are
mystery
rubbish.
Guest.
I'm so bad.
Last night, Ollie Murs, our mystery guest for this morning, texted every single member of the Chris Walsh Show team's going, can't wait to see you guys in the morning.
But bearing in mind, we've had a few leaks when it's come to mystery guests so far. I must admit, I didn't see your text until this morning when I woke up because it came in quite late. And I saw it and I just thought, that is priceless. That is just brilliant.
I just thought I'd be really nice to text you all and say hello.
It was lovely, but it was just so funny.
I had this idea of doing a sting ring in the morning, but I was going to do it with my own music just for fun. But I thought that would be really... Because no one would actually get the joke because it wasn't recorded.
Well, what would you call it?
I don't know. Yeah. What would I call it?
An Ollie ring.
Yeah, Ollie...
Ollie ring.
Well...
Murs ring.
A Murs ring.
How is everyone?
Yes!
Yeah, good.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Really good. I'm just really sad. I'm just the nervous I've ever been coming into the Chris Moyle show. I don't
Why?
Know. Because it's like near the end, and I'm really nervous about it.
What do you mean it's the end? What?
It's nearly
Why? What's happened?
What's happening?
What have you heard?
Nothing. I've just... Oh, you know, well, I know that you guys are leaving, aren't you?
What?
When?
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I am. I'm really, really sad. This is like, you know, I listen to you guys every morning on the way to work, so this is bad. This is really bad.
Can we have a job with you?
Well, I need a tea boy.
Hello.
I'll do it.
I might need a job soon. So.
I saw you do the iTunes Festival the other night.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I didn't see it the other night. I saw it the other day. But I noticed you only have two backing singers.
John and Darren, yeah. They're very good.
How about a third?
A third? I think you guys could.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we did
Jimmy
did the Thinking of Me, do you remember?
Yeah, at the big weekend.
Big weekend in Carlisle.
And it only enhanced it.
That was so funny. You guys completely randomly just jumped on stage.
Weren't you meant to mime? Wasn't that what you meant to do? You meant to mime, but Dave, you actually sang,
I
didn't
sang.
You?
Your mics were open.
Yeah. and so we then gave the BBC's fine live music engineers a bit of a headache, who were then trying to mix us and you.
I don't know!
You guys make the songs sound so much better than
what it was. Hey, listen, you were great the other night on the iTunes thing.
Did you see me do my 41 press-ups?
Now, this is ridiculous.
Why did you do that? Can I tell you the story?
Yeah, go on.
So, I got there and I was just doing prep for the show, and I saw that Ed Sheeran and Usher did the show a couple of days before. And basically, when Usher makes a mistake on stage, like if he does any mistake in the band, anyone in the band has to do 40 press-ups. So basically, he did it on stage because he slipped over and he went to the crowd, look, I've got to do 40 press-ups, blah, 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 blah. And so the crowd counted every single one. So I was like, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. I'm on stage tonight. If I'm, I'm not going to make a mistake, but I'm up for the challenge of beating Usher and doing 41 press-ups. So I actually did 41 press-ups.
Wow.
And I was absolutely killing my ass off.
He did about 31.
Oh, come on.
Right? And then stops. And then rearranges himself.
Was he getting the wobble?
Yeah, the wobble. Yeah. The shakes. Then,
so the first few are absolutely perfect.
You can get to about 20 with no problem, and then it starts to hurt.
Yeah, it was
then
proper.
It looked like some kind of weird lead in the end, and his ass was sticking further and further into the sky.
Oh, God.
And then he just goes, is that 41? That's 41. Yeah. Yeah.
It was the worst thing I've ever done in a gig ever. Because I then after that, I went to sing the next song, and I couldn't move.
Yeah, your arms were killing you. But you even you did have a look in your face, which was, I don't know why I just did that. Mm. Why did I do that?
I don't know what came
for?
Over me, but it was funny. It was funny. And I thought, well, it's streaming across the world. They're going to think this guy's a complete nutcase.
Yeah. But did you enjoy it, though? Fun.
I had a really good time. Do you know what? I've been to that festival the last 2 or 3 years. And so to get invited to go and do it was amazing.
That's always a nice thing.
And I think it's an amazing gig because obviously it's free. So it was great for everyone. Yeah. So I had a really great time. So I loved it.
I watched Ollie the other day while I was running on the treadmill.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just to say, you look amazing, by the way.
Thanks,
you
brother.
Do look great.
Thanks, bro. See, I haven't trained for a couple of weeks. I think I'm putting a bit of weight on, weirdly.
No, you look great, man. You look really good.
Well, thank you. You look lovely too.
Yeah, you look really good.
You look very
What's
handsome.
Wrong with the way we look?
You look great, Tina. I hope Tina tweets about me today, because I saw a tweet about Robbie the other day.
Hey, listen, why don't you two, like, before the end of this week, before the end of the show, why don't you two hook up?
Can I just say that how nice is Pippa, by the way?
I knew.
Have you not met Pippa before?
Sorry, Tina.
No.
Forget it.
Hello.
As soon as
Where
Pippa
was
said
she last
me,
year?
Ollie was really friendly to me.
I had Matt Fincham.
Yeah, no, she's a...
Quite
she's
happy with the Pippa choice.
She's an improvement on Matt Fincham.
She's
an upgrade.
Pretty good. What about Tina?
Well, Tina's always gorgeous. Come on. She always looks great in the mornings.
If you had to choose between Tina or Pippa...
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that is such...
Well, I'll give you three options. Tina, Pippa, both.
Oh, both, of
there
course.
There you go.
You're a
thanks,
walking hormone.
Thanks, it's so good to be here, guys.
Oh, man.
So good. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I honestly can't tell you how sad I am. This show's not going to be around anymore. I honestly can't
what
tell
are
you.
What are you going to do? What are you and Mark going to listen to?
No, no, no.
Morning?
We're just going to be. It's going to be. We're going to download it onto CDs.
Well, you can
for the last 5-6 years. I'm just going to play it.
The right answer's Grimmy, by the way.
Oh, of course it is. No, Grimmy's great. I like
that's
Grimmy.
That's the corporate answer.
Yeah, no, Grimmy's a good lad.
Yeah, but
so.
Don't. The show will be awful.
No, I think Grimmy's cool. I think he's cool.
Oh, it's going to be...
I'm going to come in and do 2 weeks.
3.5 hours of bat for lashes every day. I mean, really.
Who's that guy that used to do it before? What's his name? Chris? Chris? I'm joking. I would never do that.
All right, pipe down, Joe McKeldry.
Oh, I'd never do that. No, honestly, it's going to be such a shame, guys. Honestly, I'm going to say so much this morning, because I think everyone that's in their cars...
Would you cry
everyone
today?
That's I could cry, yeah. Whoa. I've got you a present, guys. Mm. I've got you a really nice present. Jim, when I bought you bacon rolls that time, you guys weren't eating bread. I had about 20 bacon rolls.
I'm a big fan of the show.
It's like you had your own stall out there.
Oh, right, boys, look at that. Oh, we're not eating bread. Oh.
Tell you what, I'll have a bacon roll today, actually. I should have thought about that.
Mm.
I was then saying to Al, Al this morning says, what do you want for breakfast? And I'm like, I'm being bad this week. And I'm like, being bad, by the way, is sausage and beans. And we used to have, every Friday... A lot of us used to have sausage baguette as a treat. I realised there was something going wrong when every day was a special treat day and I was having a sausage sandwich every day.
Oh.
I just said to Alan, I haven't had a sausage baguette this year.
No.
And on Friday, that's going to be my little treat.
A sausage baguette?
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to have it every day. And I've not even had one this year.
God, I was going to bring some beers in this morning. I thought that's a bit of a bad idea as well.
It's not right for breakfast.
No, that's right for
breakfast. It's frowned upon.
Ollie, do you have 2 tickets for the gun show there? Are you,
no, I was just, no, I'm just, I'm nervous. I don't know what it is. I'm really nervous this morning. I've got no guns. Come on.
I just stroking my arms.
Oh, whatever.
Just stroking my arms there.
I've got nothing there.
Anyway, so, yeah, so things are good, yeah?
What's he doing? Just to say, Chris is posing at the moment with his bicep out.
Thanks. All good.
It's all good in the hood.
It's all good.
Why has it all gone quiet all of a sudden? Why are you doing this?
We're just reflecting.
Reflecting.
Yeah. Ollie Murs. Look at him.
Why you didn't look at me?
I'm so proud of him watching him the other night, you know?
I bet. No, genuinely.
It's the first time you've watched me perform, isn't it? Yes.
It's the first time I've seen you, probably with the band and the
Because every time I invite you to my tour, you're like, oh,
no,
my God.
No, that's not true.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't make it. And then when I text you all to come to my tour.
Hello. Ali and I came to see you, remember?
Of course you did.
Yeah. Yes. I'm Dominic.
Hello.
I was there. Yeah, Milton Keynes.
Yep, it's just me and Dave that couldn't be bothered.
Oh, yeah, No, whoa. It wasn't a couldn't be bothered scenario.
Because he never got the text.
I wasn't invited. It's only now that I've been included back on your text loop.
Oh, God, you remember that? Remember when I didn't text Dave?
Do we still have that song anymore?
Oh, the song was brilliant.
Oh,
you did.
Don't.
The
song,
for those of you who don't know the story, Ollie texted everybody from the Chris Moore Show team over Christmas saying, have a great Christmas. Oh, it was on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And the only person he didn't text was Dave. Mm.
I didn't feel bad about it. Really.
So we went on about this for a while. And anyway, we got Ollie to do a little song as a surprise for Dave, which we'll try and find and play. Yeah. But
No, I'm going to look for it. Okay, it's horrendous.
It was brilliant. But it's funny. I'm glad that I'm now back in the loop. And obviously your surprise text last night made me laugh a lot.
I don't know why I didn't text you. I don't know why that actually happened. I never did it on purpose, but it's just really funny because then Chris told me that. And I was listening to the show and I was like, oh no, I didn't. Then we said, we've got to do something funny. Then we played in it for about 2 weeks. Yeah. It was great.
Well, we'll get that song and we'll play it.
But anyway, I'm glad you guys came to watch me and I'm glad Chris finally watched me.
Yes, I'm very impressed. And you should all go and see Ollie live. It's a great show for all the family.
You say that with such sarcasm.
Ollie Murs live. Fun for all the family. Now, Ollie is with us till...
Whenever you chuck me out.
Whenever we chuck him out!
Actually, I do need to say when that is, because there is a time
I have to leave, yeah.
What, he has to leave? Or?
Yeah, there are other interviews at 9 o'clock, so we've got you till 9, which is the longest
gap. So can't he just hang?
Yes! Yay. Until 9,
Can Ollie do the quiz, then?
Yeah, he's doing the quiz.
Yes! Love DJs,
Woo! Brilliant.
Come on! All right, calm down.
Sorry.
It's like somebody's had a bacon baguette.
I didn't even know that I was going to be doing that.
And Ollie, you're doing the last pub quiz ever.
Yes! Come on!
Yep.
Living the dream.
You will
right
love
now.
It as well. And you know, it's a Manchester City special.
Are you
serious? And we're
going
to have all the players coming in. They're going to put you in a Man City shirt. You're going to love it.
I'm off. Don't you dare say them kind of words to me.
Yesterday, just to tell you this, a friend of mine, our friend Nick, who's a Manchester United fan, was in Manchester and had a picture... sent us a picture on email of him stood at the Manchester City ground.
Wow.
And
he's a Manchester United fan.
He's a Manchester United fan. And he stood at the Man City ground looking like this. With a kind of grumpy, I don't want to be here face. So he emailed...
Just to say, do you remember when we did that, when we had a bit of a twit war? Do you remember?
And you and me?
And I put you in a Manchester United kit and you put me in a Leeds kit.
Yeah, I still got that picture of you in a Leeds shirt. You look really good.
And then you tried to get the Leeds fans, because do you know what it was? It was United and Leeds were playing in the League Cup, Carling Cup last year.
Yeah.
And you tried to get the hardcore Leeds fans to sing one.
That's right. Ollie's a massive Leeds fan. We're trying to get that going around the world.
I thought you didn't like me at one point during them tweets. I think Chris actually doesn't like me anymore.
Oh, no, that's not true.
You know, that's so funny.
I love you as much as I love you. Anyway, look, we're late for the news again. So let's do the news and then we'll come back.
It's 7:44 now.
Thanks, Dom, for the news. Amazing.
Thanks,
stuff,
Ollie.
Great stuff. Welcome back. Chris is obviously currently eating. He's
the Ollie Murs Show. Woo!
Welcome back. I'm really nervous. I can't do it.
Wow.
Can't do it.
Tell you what, Grim is crapping himself after that.
No, I can do this.
What?
I couldn't do this show.
A few people have said they'd like to hear you with your own show.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you did it for a week, Ollie, didn't you?
You know what? That's one of the best things I've ever done.
That was good fun.
And I so enjoyed it. It was a shame that Dave wasn't around for it, because I loved it, like, just being in here with the team. But yeah. I was just saying, like, honestly, that this guy... I just said to Dave, and I'm being honest now, I'm going to be really... This is, like, me being really... sentimental.
We're having a proper little chat.
I know what you're going to say. You said to Dave, you went, So tell me more about this Pippa girl.
No, I didn't. I was just saying that. The thing about it is you guys do this show every day, right? So you're in it, right? You're in it. You're just getting on with it. But I don't think you realise how many people in their cars, like, every day that listen to the show, are really how much they're going to miss the show. They really are. It's going to be so weird in the mornings. So I just wanted to let you guys know.
Thank you.
That. Not that you
thank you.
Do you think Radio 1 will finish, will just stop?
No, because Grimmy's got to start his new job, isn't he? Yeah. So.
But like once like we go, it just won't, there'll be kind of no point. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. I think this show is legendary. It will always be remembered.
Well, God
never
love
be forgotten.
Do you think we're all brilliant in a way?
I think you're brilliant, Don.
I think.
What do you think,
brilliant.
What, Ollie? Right. What would you say is the best thing about us?
Say Pippa.
No, I just think
in order.
In order of who I like the most. No, I can't do that. I couldn't possibly do that. No, I think that's what I love about the show is just that it's so random and off the cuff. The stuff you guys talk about is incredible. I love it. It's just funny. It's really funny.
And you know what? And he's right, ladies and gentlemen. So to all the haters out
Ollie
there,
speaks senseless.
Ollie is speaking for the nation.
Why are you saying it such a way? I'm being serious.
No, so I am. Well, what do you
And I love the fact that you always hate my records every time they come on.
That is not true.
You do.
That is not
every
true.
Every song I release.
I'm just upset I'm not going to be around for your new album so I can go through it track by track going, poor, average, need some tuning. Oh, dear.
Yeah, but
is that a demo?
You always come round to them in the end. You're not sure at first and then you come round to it.
Do you know what?
But you never liked music first time.
It was great watching his show the other night because it's there were like loads of hits, and I'm thinking it's peaked way too early. Where's he going to go? But and then there's how many singles have you had out now?
You forget how many Ollie's
six.
Had, yeah.
I had I've had seven singles.
Seven
now.
Singles.
Mm. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah. I'm not going to complain. I'm doing all right.
No, doing all right.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
I'm doing well for myself.
You're doing all right, Sam. You're doing all right. All right, Ollie's going to be with us all morning. So here's what we're going to do. Play a couple of songs. Then we're going to do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. With
yes!
a very, very, very special guest. And not just Ollie. Ollie's going to be playing as well. But we've got a very special guest. Ollie.
That's disgusting.
Ollie, that's close.
I can't believe you just
can't
done
believe
that.
You did that.
I can't believe you just
But so do not miss that. So we'll let's have some more memories first, though. Here we go. Right, it's 7:57. Ollie Murs is here.
Yep.
And I know little bit.
That was so 2010.
Oh, it's still in your repertoire of
it
hits.
It is in my repertoire.
I've heard some of Ollie's new album. So.
Have you?
Oof. Brilliant.
I think Chris actually means what he's saying.
Brilliant.
Which is really weird.
Brilliant.
Because I played it to him in the studio. We can't say why we was in the studio, can we, Chris?
Well, you can.
Or can we?
Do you want to say?
You say. No, you say, go on,
as long as the track gets approved.
Yeah.
That's all my thing is.
Go on, you, Chris, you talk about it.
Ollie and I, you know how Robbie was on yesterday?
Yeah.
And Robbie said that he's done a track, me and him have done a track for my new album.
Yeah.
Me and Ollie Murs have done a track for my new album.
Wow.
As well.
Woohoo!
Now,
amazing balls.
It's a bit different for Ollie.
It's very different.
But it's a song that it's the tune you will know, and but the sentiment, it's very revealing about it. It shows a different side of Ollie Murs.
Completely different side.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm dreading that my nan or my mum is going to hear this song.
Is it a more adult side to Ollie Murs?
Yeah.
I'm going to apologise to all my fans now that potentially download the record.
Yeah. You're in for a shock. You know what we've done? Switch the autotune off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
you're really going to hear me for the first
time.
That'll
be brutal.
I don't know! But no, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I was just about to sing it. I shouldn't have done it.
Have you heard it yet?
No, I'm going to hear it tonight because we're back in tonight.
Yeah.
Because Chris says I need another 4 hours singing again because it's terrible.
No. We'll do it in three. Anyway, so yeah, so Ollie, and thanks for it. It's brilliant.
I'm so excited about it because obviously, you know, you're talking about it in little chunks, but I know more than most.
Yeah, you do.
And it's very exciting.
Whoop.
I'm a bit worried because that's coming out. When's it coming
November
out?
November 5th.
Well, because
when's your album out?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. My album's out a couple of weeks after,
that's
or 3 weeks after. Yours is still going to be number one, breaking records.
Yeah, I'm going to be number one, and released on the same day as JLS and Robbie Williams.
How do you know?
Well, because it's JLS and Robbie Williams.
But did you know, the things that you've achieved doing this radio station, that could be possible.
Well, you never know. Let's hope.
You have, like, how many millions of people that follow you on Twitter or something?
I don't know. It's something like
2.6. Yeah. And they all love the show.
How many followers have you got on Twitter?
2.8.
Yeah, whatever. So what?
No one likes to show off.
And no, I wasn't being a show off. You just asked.
I know. And do you know who else is here this morning? What a day you've turned up on, Ollie. Because...
Oh, this gets big.
If you're a proper fan of the show, you will know the phrase... Play another record! And that voice... Are you crying already?
No, I'm not crying. I was just thinking, is it time for the news?
Oh, here we go, right. Here we go. Blooming heck.
It's Rachel! Hey!
No, I'm not going to do a carry.
Mm. Oh, you will.
Oh, you will.
Oh, you'll cry. I won't be happy unless you whispered in my ear the same thing that Juliet said and Carrie said.
I'm really glad I left.
When they hugged me and whispered in my ear, I went, I never should have left. Well, Rachel is here, and we're going to do the news, play a song, and then we're going to do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, which Rachel is going to host.
Yeah!
Like Woo! She used to.
I shall stumble all the way through it.
Yeah.
Oh, like
just like
times.
The old days.
No, you are. You're going to be amazing, Rachel.
What are you after?
No, I'm just thinking positive.
Are you after babysitting shifts?
No.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Here's the news with Ollie.
Oh.
Oh,
right. So we'll do that. We'll do the news. We'll play a couple of songs. Ollie Burr's putting your headphones on your head.
You have to give us 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ollie. Do you want your hat back?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
So we'll do the news. We'll do the sport. We'll do another package of memories. You can watch us on the webcams as well because we're on live. Hi there. Are we going to stay on for the quiz and all that?
Quiz, yes. Not
okay.
News.
All right. Not for the news. No, you don't want to see Dom reading the news.
Boring.
It's an art form. It's not boring. What are you talking about?
Are you ready?
Not yet.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. I've had to swap with Ollie. I'm ready now.
So more memories coming up, and then a song or two, and then Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, hosted by Rachel with special guest Ollie.
Listen, watch, share.
This